Just want to do a quick check. How many of you have donated blood before?
No.
Oh, not many. Okay, how many donated more than 10 times? Oh, none. Okay. I'm 41 this year. I started donated blood since the age of 18. So, of course, I miss here and there. If I'm not mistaken, I at least donated 80 times. Yes, 80 times. So, probably about 6 or 7 months ago, I think last year, September, I went and donated again. So, normal thing, they'll poke and they'll draw my blood out. So, but one thing special is about the nurse. Is she said, after donating the blood, she put a plaster right over here. She asked me to press on it for 50 minutes. I was like, why do I need to do that? All this while, I just bend my hand up and kapi, that would be enough. Then it's like, okay, after she walked away, I just ignore her. She said, press. Then I just bend, I don't care. Okay, because press a bit boring, so I bend up, then I start playing with my handphone. Then suddenly, a very nice sensation around my right arm, very warm. I also do not know why. Then I noticed, I forgotten to press. I let go because I was pressing my handphone. Then when I look at it, the bird like, no wonder, nice sensation. Then I call, nurse, nurse. And the nurse say, huh, what happened? And come over and help me to settle all the blood. And she asked me, I asked you to press. Do you press? I say, yes, I press. I press my handphone. What's the problem? The problem is very simple. I didn't trust her. I trust myself. My experience tell me that like that will be enough. Number one. Number two, I cannot wait. Boring. Because every time, I know just for a while I can come up. But every time they just want to make sure that I lie down there for 20 to 30 minutes. So I'm bored. So I play with the handphone. That's my problem. I do not trust her. And I cannot wait for it. So today I want to talk about a topic is whereby trust in God and wait upon God. And we're going to look at how King David trusts in God and wait upon God in Psalm 25. Because in Psalm 25, something very special in others' translation, as especially ESV, King James Version, it says that he waited for God 3 times. Not once, but 3 times. So we're going to dive into it. But before we dive into it, let's look at King Saul. We look at 2 other cases. Okay, this is King Saul. Did he trust in God? Yes, he trusts, but halfway, not fully. And then, did he wait for God? He can't really wait. Let's look at it. Okay, in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 8, it says, then go down to Gilgal, ahead of me. I will join you there. This is what Prophet Samuel said. Not I say. Sacrifice burnt offerings and peace offerings. You must wait for 7 days until I arrive and give you further instruction. You see, you must wait for 7 days. Not just 7 days, but 7 days until I arrive. Then I'll give you further instruction. So King Saul, what he did is, yes, he waited. He waited for 7 days. After 7 days, his trust is just until 7 days. After 7 days, I didn't arrive. How? Never mind. I settled myself. There's a lot of us. We wait. We trust God. But we cannot wait all the way. And halfway, you think that maybe I need to chip in and help God to do something. So this is what King Saul did. He waited for 7 days. After that, never mind. He gave up. He settled on his own. Another case is Sarah. Sarah, the wife of Abraham. In Genesis 15, verse 2 to 4. Can we read together? Yeah. That's God's promise. You're going to have your own son. And that time, Abraham still don't have Hagar. Next, Genesis 16 and 2. Let's read again. So Sarah said to Abraham, course, Abraham agreed with Sarai's proposal. Correct. So, what happened to Sarai? She said, hey, we waited until now, still don't have children. So how? So she helped herself. So this is what we call a step of? No, a step of faith. It's a step of no faith. It's a very thin line. This one has no faith. Yeah, I don't have. So then she settled on her own. Okay, so she did not trust in God. Maybe she did, but halfway, okay? But she couldn't wait. A lot of time of us, we cannot wait. Of course, in other Bible verses in the book of Jeremiah, we are not going to dive into it. You will see a person called Jehanan, whereby he waited for God, but he refused to trust in God. So let's go on to this verse, Psalm 25, verse 1 to 3. I'm going to talk about wait for God and not the outcome. Let's read it together. Out loud, together, loud. Ready, go. Okay, that would be great. Good enough. Verse 1. Oh Lord, I give my life to you. When a person gives his life to someone, that means he trusts someone. If I don't trust you, I will not give my life to you. If I don't trust you, I will not have my children for you. No, there's no way. Number one, he trusts in God. I trust in you, my God. Do not let me be disgraced or let my enemy rejoice in my defeat. No one who trusts in you will ever be disgraced, but the grace comes to those who try to deceive others. Because in the original version, not original version, in the KJV version, it says, indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. So, let's go back to this one. We notice something over here. From verse 1 to 3, David wait for God. He trusts in God, but not the outcome. Many times, we trust God because of the outcome. Lord Jesus, please give me a parking space. Oh God, parking space! Hallelujah! No parking space! Cham. A lot of times we trust God for the outcome, not for God. But over here, you see, he trusts in God. For example, Pastor John trusts Darren. Okay, Darren, you go in charge of something. I'm not going to be around. Okay? He trusts him. Well, we trust someone because someone can do it well. So, the outcome, will it be good? Yes, it might be good. Will it be not good? Possible. But Pastor Jonathan trusts John. Trust Darren. That means even something no good happened, he believes that Darren will try his very best to settle, to solve it. Correct? Let's go to this. Roll the dice, but every decision is from the Lord. Proverbs 16:33. And in ESV, it said, the Lord is cast into the lap, but every decision is from the Lord. Our job is to roll the dice. But every decision is from the Lord. So we trust in God. So no matter what outcome it turns out to be, it's up to God. All right? Let's go to verse 4 to 5. Yes, wait is active and not passive. Let's look at verse 4 to 5. It says, let's read together. Show me the right path, O Lord. Okay, show me the path, the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me, and all day long I put my hope in you. In other words, I trust in you. I wait for you. So a lot of times people talk about wait is like, okay, wait, do nothing. But all we see is that wait is something active. It's not something that is passive. So while we are waiting for God, what should we do? We should read the Bible. We should do devotion. And in every way, we try to pray and learn. He says, show me, God, show me the right path. Point the road to me for me to follow. Lead me. What is your truth? Teach me. For you are the God. And all day long, I put my trust in you. And verse 20 to 21 is wait and pray. Protect me. Rescue my life from them. Do not let me be disgraced, for in you I take refuge. May integrity and honesty protect me, for I put my hope in you. You see, throughout the whole Psalm 25, we notice something. King David was praying. So while we are waiting, we should pray. I got one encounter which is back many years ago. I got a back problem. I got a back problem because I was flat feet. And it was so bad that I couldn't carry my children. I carried my children that time, I think they were 2 or 3 years old. I can carry them for probably 2 minutes, I have to put them down because my back is very pain. So pain that I still remember, it started somewhere, but after seven years, one day, it was during Chinese New Year. So pain that I squat down, I do something because I like to do a lot of carpentry, screwing everything. So I bend down, I screw. Then when I want to stand up, this is how bad. I cannot stand up. I need to hold something. And when I stand up, I cannot straight come up. Not only just hold, I cannot straight stand up. I need to, okay, break for five. Because I straight stand up, it will be very painful. That pain. Okay, after 5 minutes, stand up. That is that pain. Okay, but of course, when you're doing screwing everything, you have to stand up, bend down. And the next time, I squat down. Oh, the pain again. So I remember someone told me, you pray lah. Okay, no? So I've been praying for many years, 7, 8 years. Every time got pain, I say, in the name of Jesus, pain be gone. This time again, pain. So halfway, I say, in the name of Jesus, pain be gone. Same, nothing happened. Okay, never mind. Continue to wait. And then after 5 minutes, I can stand up. Then suddenly, a voice came to me. It's not audible, but it's a thought came to me. It said that, pray until something happened. I thought to myself, yeah, every time I only pray once. I never pray until something happened. Never I pray until something happened. Again, pain be gone in the name of Jesus. Wait, straight away I can stand up. I was so happy. Wow, I went up and went to tell my mom. I'm not sure whether she remember or not. But again, I squat down, I do the same thing. As I want to stand up, pain again, this time all the way down here. I say, in the name of Jesus, pain be gone. I straight away stand up. It was like, my brain, wow. Throughout the next 4 hours, nothing happened. I can squat, stand, no pain. But 4 hours only. Hey, my prayer can last for 4 hours. It came. But I remember, pray until something happened. So what? I pray again. The pain gone again. I was so happy. And lasted for 4 hours again. I'm not kidding, really. I repeated doing that for the next 3 days. And after 3 days, the pain is gone. But I waited for that day for 7 years. Why 7 years? I have no idea why 7 years. But just, I said, I told God, God, you should have told me earlier that I should pray until something happened. No, after 7 years only that thought come into my heart. Pray until something happened. Recently, I got shoulder pain also. Last 2 weeks, what pastor was saying, anyone with prayer request, shoulder pain. I pray also, nothing happened. Pray until something, still nothing happened. Then pastor saw. Anyone got any prayer request? I was doing like that. I said, no, what is your prayer request? I cannot. Still pain. I texted, Nixon gave me a number. Say that, you text this guy. This guy will help you. Okay, I text that guy. After 3 days, he only replied me. Oh, I received your message. Wow. Then he asked me, what's your problem? I told him, what is my problem? After 2 weeks, no reply again. I'm not sure this time how long I need to pray. I need to wait. I talked to Wayne and Johnny. When is Jeline coming back? Probably in 1 to 3 months' time. June. So I have to wait again. I do not know how God is going to heal me, but I believe in God and heal me. Next, please. So, we need to trust in God and wait upon God. And sometimes, like my case, I waited for 7 years. If you look at Prophet Jeremiah, when he prayed, he waited for 10 days. I thought Prophet straight away connected. He also waited for 10 days. I waited for 7 years. Moses waited for how many years? 40 years. You look in the Bible, even Jesus also waited. Correct? So, in conclusion, as we trust in God and wait upon God, that's what I learned. Wait for God, not the outcome. You wait for God. You trust in God. You trust in God that God will bring you from point A to point B. Sometimes He might bring you even to point C. Okay? But you trust in Him, not the outcome. Number two, wait is active, it's not passive. As you are waiting, read your Bible, do devotion, go and share gospel, share the good news to people. Alright, like Elijah, when he's waiting, he was depressed. What did he do? He go and minister to people. Correct? So, wait is active, it's not passive. And lastly, wait and pray. And not just pray like me, just pray once, okay, expect things to happen. No. Pray until something happens. This is me. That's my son and my daughter, Xavier and Annabelle. Yeah, I want to ask you also one thing. Is if my kids ask me, Daddy, I want ice cream. And I buy ice cream for them. Am I their father? Yes or no? Weird question, I know weird question. But listen carefully. Very simple answer. If my kids ask for ice cream and I buy ice cream for them, am I their father? I repeat again. some get confused. Very simple. If my kids ask for ice cream and I buy ice cream for them, am I their father? Yeah. Oh, okay. Now you understand. Next question. If my kids ask for ice cream and I don't buy ice cream for them, am I their father? Yes, I'm still their father. I'm their father. It's not because I buy ice cream for them or not. I'm their father because it's our relationship. Make sense? Right now, I'm not sure what problems you are going through. Marriage, work, family, many, many things. I do not know. You're asking for something. I do not know what you're asking for. If God grant you what your request, your heart request, is He God? Well, you guys are not sure. If you ask for something and God grant your heart desire, is He God?
Yes.
Yes. If you ask for something and God didn't grant you, is He still God?
Yes.
Yes. If you are very ill, you got sickness, and God say, wait. Wait for 7 years. Then I tell you what to do. Is He God?
Yes,
He is God. And many knows that last year I joined a competition. Wow, everyone was excited. I was so excited. Many people pray for me. So how? Are you going to London? I say, high chance. Based on the review, they give me high chance. And end up February, they got a different direction. I don't get to go to London. I get very disappointed. I get back very fast because I know something. He is still God. It never change. He's still God. Yeah, that's my heart desire. I want to go to London, and then I'll just bring along my kids, my mom, my wife, and so on. But I don't get to go. But He is still God. He knows what is good for me. Make sense? So right now, I like that song just now. What is that song? The last song. with all. Can we sing together once? The music thing. Yes. As we sing it, we just don't sing it that way. Okay? Look at the lyrics. Okay? I'm not sure what is your deepest heart desire. Okay? If you don't get it, it's okay. Because God's will is higher than our will. He has a plan for us, a plan to prosper us. And He loves us. Lord Jesus, we come to You, Lord. We know that indeed You listen to our prayer. Sometimes You answer our prayer. And sometimes You answer with wait. You don't owe us an answer. But You have Your own reasons. Sometimes Your reason is just simply we wanted to strengthen our faith. Sometimes You wanted us to wait because You wanted us to grow. And sometimes during this waiting moment, You wanted us to trust in You. Trust in You and not the outcome. Because sometimes we focus too much on the outcome and forgotten our relationship with You, Lord. But yet, You love us. You understand our deepest desire. In our lives, sometimes we seek for a miracle, an impossible miracle. Healing. Restoration of relationship. There's nothing impossible in You. And Lord Jesus, You know the perfect timing. When that will happen. Probably 7 years. Probably 12 years. 40 years. Maybe sometimes just immediately. The healing just come. No matter what, You are still our loving Father. You never change. And our relationship with You never change. So Lord Jesus, during this time of prayer and waiting, Lord, strengthen our relationship with You. We know that as we wait, Lord Jesus, let's come to You. Then let's learn Your word. Guide us. Show us. So that we can grow every day. Just not waiting and doing nothing. But as we are waiting, let us grow. Grow in Your word, Lord. And let's continue to pray. Pray until something happens. Because You listen to prayer. And You love that we pray to You. You love to communicate with us, Lord. Lord Jesus, let us set apart our time to grow in Your word. To grow and talk to You. Thank You. We commit all these things into Your loving hand. And we pray. Amen.